Hello, my name is Eliana C.B. Wallace, and this is going to be the first episode in a small series of podcast episodes that I am making for my 10-week internship at the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. This first episode is pretty straightforward. Who am I? How did I get here? Those are very important questions, and I figure the first episode should be about addressing them, because that is important. As I said earlier, my name is Eliana C.B. Wallace. However, I really prefer to go by Ellie. I am 19 years old, and in English I use they-them pronouns. I am from Omaha, Nebraska initially. I was born there, raised there. For those of you unfamiliar with American geography, point to the center of the continental U.S., that is about where I was born. I decided to go to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln for my bachelor's program, and there I study history and German as majors, but I'm also taking an archaeology minor. In fall 2022, I will start my third year at this university and of my program. However, for my spring 2022 semester, my sophomore spring semester, I decided to take a study abroad semester to study German in Berlin, Germany. The first 15 weeks are the first part of the course, and I spent them in an intensive German course at the Humboldt Institute in Berlin. Then the next 10 weeks is the extension part, in which I elected to take an internship somewhere in Berlin. I didn't know where it was at the time when I signed up, but as you can see, eventually ended up being the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. So that's my small introduction. How did I get to Berlin? How did I get here on this trip and in the archive itself? So initially, I decided to go to university and I wanted to major in history, minor in archaeology, but I also wanted to study Spanish. And that plan did not work, did not go according to plan. And so the reason for that is partially because in order to study language at the university, you take this language placement test. And so I had studied German in high school. I wanted to study Spanish in college because of the particular type of history I'm interested in the most, and that is, like, before Columbus got to the U.S., so pre-1492 Americas, and so the first records of this land are really mostly in Spanish, particularly for South America, Latin America, Mexico area, which is something that I'm really particularly interested in. And so I took the placement test in German because that is what I had taken, and so my advisor approached me and went, "So Ellie, you did really well on the German exam. How do you feel about taking a German course for fall 2020? And me being me, I thought that sounded great. And so I signed up for German 203 for fall 2020. Now, the German program at UNL isn't very big. It's pretty small compared to a bunch of the other programs at UNL, or even compared to some other universities. However, the professors, TAs, other students are really good at both teaching German and providing opportunities for the students to stick with the language, or like practice outside of class. Study abroad is a big part of the German program. There's a very robust study abroad program at UNL, which is like the reason why I'm here, specifically through the German program. And so after that first class in 2020, I elected to take more German classes. I really enjoyed the professors, and it felt right. And that leads me to October 2021, my fall semester sophomore year. And I had just finished taking a speaking exam with one of my professors, and she looked at me, and we started talking about my future in German in particular, and she just goes, "So Ellie, why aren't you studying abroad?" And I had initially just wanted to take the summer class program with UNL. And she really, really encouraged me to look into potentially applying for the spring 2021 program, the one that I'm currently on, instead. And this was despite the fact that the commitment date was in August and we were well into October at this, or like right at the beginning of October. And so somehow I was able to get approval to join late, to do all the paperwork late, so on and so forth. And yeah, I ended up in Berlin because I wanted to take Spanish at UNL. And I think, you know, it wasn't my initial plan, but I'm okay with it. I'm really glad about it, actually. And so fast forward to February 2021, well into the spring program at this point. And so the person placing the interns into internships was starting the process. And there wasn't initially a lot of options for me because it's really hard to find an internship in history in Berlin, because so many of them are through public institutions such as universities, or like specifically universities was where a lot of this research that I really wanted to do was, that's where it was taking place. And it's really hard to place a non-student at a university research project. That is what I was told, and I believe it. But one of the internship opportunities that was presented when we were looking for a history internship was the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. And even though economics is not something I have a lot of experience with, I'm really glad that I ended up taking the opportunity to do the interview, and then that obviously led to being offered a position in the archive. And, you know, maybe it wasn't what I was initially expecting when I came to Berlin, but I'm really glad I took it. And that is how I got here. That is the story of how I began to study German and how I ended up in Berlin at this archive as a random Nebraskan student from what most people would consider the middle of nowhere in the U.S., And so that is the end of this first episode of my mini podcast series. I hope that I did okay and that you will continue on and follow my little adventure in my internship at this archive. Yeah, see you next episode.